Est-ce l'écriture se perd et n'auto pas?
What?
It's a new too.
Good Syrian for the party going on, I'm missing it right now.
Okay. Far off the mark. Okay. We have a, ooh, entertaining. We have a guest speaker that has just walked in the door. I actually walked in the bamboo. Let me put him on. Said, greetings, Russell. Greetings, Skip.
Laura, this is Paul. Paul, this is Laura.
Greetings, Laura.
Greetings to you.
People who pilot one of the ships, for example, like you guys are watching.
You will have to forgive my sudden appearance.
Oh, let me forgive. It's good to see you again.
I only say for a moment or two. I am sitting uncomfortably as I still have hands covered. Feet of covered, and you calling pressure suit. So I think I drop by and say hello.
Hello, thank you. How's Katrina see me?
Katrina is being well.
Good.
She is waiting for me. Listen to call in, so I be knowing of her ready for me.
Excellent. Thank you for stopping by. This is great. We're honored.
You are all welcome.
Did you just go back to the base, I think it did?
You may be of saying that, yes.
So that would happen to have been you that was crucified earlier.
Sadly, I am no longer in your sector. If you may be of wishing, I will indulge a forgiveness and fine for you, who was in your sector.
Oh, that's alright. I'm sure somebody was just passing by, a lot of trouble. But it's just good to see you again. How's the flight been? I mean, very peaceful and calm?
Sector over at moment, is being of hot.
Oh, really?
So, top, pilots being of necessary for area. Unfortunately, if things going wrong, I am in trouble as I am not speaking fully yet of native, tongue of area. I know few words of, I think you know more of Aria's ability to communicate than I being not knowing.
Maybe it's Russia.
You would be saying, see?
Oh, Mexico. Or South America.
See. Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Colombia,
South America,
and Brasilia,
South America.
So, yo creo necesita por yo to hable español.
We could go down and pretend you're a gringo from South Carolina.
I am doing that bad.
Okay.
You laugh so I know I am being of that fat.
No, it strikes us kind of amusing.
So it would be better of me saying,
y'all.
Y'all. See. Your crayon necesita for your to hable a Americano.
A little better. Excellent, excellent. And, there is in the history, as far as Mexico goes, a lot of sightings, especially Mexico City. Mm-hmm. They are famous for the amount of sightings they get down there.
And more being of occurring now, it is being very, hot.
Any idea why? I mean, it's not really that kind of place to be hot.
It is because of, interest, for exiting and entering, due to rotation of planet, necessary for entering to be fully aggressive for combat status, so area become hot because of rotational problems creating many different groups and organizations entering into area.
In other words, it's a space window.
That being close to correct, but it being of hot there.
Mm-hmm. It's also a window where they come and go.
Correct. Many different groups come and go, so many different groups interact in hot capacity.
Well, what's strange is our flights into outer space all travel out through the poles, if I remember right.
Not anymore.
So they don't?
No, they used to, but they found other planets.
Would this be the same reason? Even though our craft are a little bit, or quite a bit far behind, would maybe going out they figure out the same window that...
Correct. It is, cheapest, window.
That's really used.
That is being not correct. Long time happening in area for historical reasoning.
Yeah, the Mayans and the various cities down there. The Yucatan Peninsula, quite a few, but there is quite a bit of history of ancient aliens visiting the various.
Yeah, various Central American zones.
And has been hot on and off for a great length of time.
Sure. Incas, Aztecs, and others. I hadn't thought of that though, as being the window to come in.
Okay, let us be of finishing due to I have, short time.
Okay.
Are you requesting information on who in sector?
No,
we're just honored to have you here.
Yeah.
I am, thank you.
Take care of yourself. We look forward to seeing you next time. Give our love to Katrina.
I being of
and your
will,
one.
Of course.
I am a parent now too.
I am aware.
Egypt too.
Mm-hmm. Well, the equator.
Okay.
The equator is the fastest moving surface of our planet. Okay.
Where did she go?
Since that. So, consequently, if you come in and go out of the equator, or thereabouts, through a window, you're using the rotation of the Earth to go get thrown out. But when you come in that way, it's softer landing because you're coming in such a high speed. Okay.
The best way to describe it would be if you have a ball that is spinning, right? Spin it, and you launch something from it, right? Out as it's spinning away. It's mm-hmm. getting that extra kick. Then when you come back in, it's spinning.
You reverse the friction.
That's correct.
So you get a softer landing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at the ancient history of Earth, and we look at various places that have been visited by extraterrestrials that we have been rumored of,
mm-hmm.
you would get the Mayans, Incas, Aztecs,
Egyptian.
The Egyptians, the Indians, in
right
India.
Close to the equator, uh-huh. almost all of us.
Except, well, okay, Africa, you've got Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Middle East, you have the Bible, mm-hmm. an extraterrestrial visitation throughout there.
Gilgamesh.
Yeah, Gilgamesh. Throughout, yeah, that's it. I mean, that's your whole planet right there.
You're a pretty cat.
Yeah. Because that's all you have is India, yeah. the Middle East,
and the Hawaiian Islands.
And Monikani.
So. Yeah, because they have their beliefs too.
Of
space travel.
Oh,
yeah. Very much so.
No, for sake. It's the North Pole.
Just, if you trace... What do you need, baby?
Well, you guys were talking, so I thought I'd sing. Is it just my observation? Or are all men male chauvinists?
It's just your observation.
That's just
was
your
I talking to you guys? Don't interrupt me whilst I'm pontificating.
Well, we should know. We're males. How would you know?
Laura, observation. Are they also always so chauvinistic pigs? Well, I wouldn't want to be the one to give the definite answer either way, but they are rather entertaining. Yes, I've noticed that. They're definitely an interesting subspecies of the humanoid genus. Yes, we indulge too.
Massively necessary.
Well, I suppose on the evolutionary change, we women are at the very pinnacle and the men are at somewhere towards the bottom.
Well, you've got a point there, Kerry.
I've got many points.
Yeah, right.
It's been... True. Is the nu huchi itente no rapate?
So,
okay, let me put on our next speaker.
Thank you, darling.
What am I going to do with her?
Hi, Cara.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
I'm doing well. And
this
you have Mara? Ice water coming.
It's going to be a while. Not typically less ice water.
Yeah, do you have any... no, that won't work. No, that wouldn't be a good idea either. I'm thinking of herbal remedies. Do you want something that is soothing to the throat? You have... What do you have there handy? In inventory, please.
Honey.
Yes, that's good.
Darling, can I make a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
About onion cough syrup.
Oh, yes.
Putting onion in honey?
No. Slice an onion thin. Put it in a bowl, pour sugar over it, and let the juice come out the bottom of it. That's your cough syrup.
Actually, what you might want to do is to do the onion. I think it's the same way that you think, but a slightly different arrangement.
Go ahead.
Onion, the sugar, and compress it.
Oh, okay.
And drain off the juice.
Okay, but I've always done it. Just let it set itself and let it dust. It's juiced down by itself. I've never compressed it.
Yeah, compress it to speed up the process.
Yes, it would.
And then mix that with some honey for soothing and lubrication.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Okay, also garlic. Garlic into the combination.
The oil of garlic?
Yeah, the oil of garlic.
Okay. Not the clothes.
No. Well, you want the clothes, but you want to drain off and compress and compress and compress.
And get the oil.
Come on. Okay. Lily, you said that I am a healer. That's correct. I'm here to answer any questions you may wish about healing. I am taking my mind off the ambassadorial duty completely for the night.
Okay, darling, can I ask a question about natural...
I would be delighted to.
Derivative in our systems that we are lacking.
Okay.
That's MSM.
MSM, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, methyl sulfate. Oh, methane, I think it is.
Methane?
That's the way it's spelled.
Okay.
M-E-T-H-A-N.
You're right, and the sound bit is a little bit strange to me.
Anyway. It's supposed to put sulfur back in each cell of our body.
Mm-hmm.
We were getting it through plants and milk before they started using the artificial fertilizers and homogenizing.
It's part of the natural system of development. Sulfur is a very interesting compound. On its own, in a raw form, it is highly poisonous and repellent. But in correct combination with other chemicals, it's still not that. What's the word? Where you water something down. Anyway. It gets watered down with other chemical compounds and everything. It becomes a very useful one.
Mm-hmm.
Diluted, thank you. However, straight on its own, it is highly poisonous and will kill you. But being diluted down with other chemicals and the interaction and the chemical reactions that happen with those compounds, it changes the structure from the normal sulfur that you get from volcanic activity into a sulfur that is much more beneficial and aids in such things as digestion, blood flow, thought processes, respiratories. In fact, it affects the whole entire body in a myriad of different ways, in different capacities, interacting with the different structures of those organs that are involved. And it's, I think we discussed it a couple of years ago, actually.
I don't remember it either.
Yeah, go ahead and discuss for something and see if I get any drops.
Okay. But what happens is it actually strengthens the cell, the structure of the cell, and benefits the flow of the holding capacity of the oxygen that the vessels carry. For example, in blood, which I was just mentioning, it speeds through the circulation so that there is more oxygen carried to the extremities. So therefore, it benefits the oxygenation of the blood. Another thing that it will do is because it is affecting the blood, it will affect the skin also, as a certain amount of oxygen is taken to the skin. So the skin will become clearer and smoother. Again, the same thing happens with chondroitin, which ends up in your hair here. And aids also in the regeneration of tissue. Okay, let's answer questions.
Yeah, they answered the question for me just fine.
Oh, I was hoping to bring up more questions.
No, from what I understand, from all the information that I've been able to research, it was mm-hmm. developed for arthritis, bursitis, mm-hmm. and... it's been used in this 3D world
mm-hmm.
for many, 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 many years in the treatment of domestic and animals and race horses and so on and so forth mm-hmm. to reduce the arthritis in their joints and so on and so mm-hmm. forth.
And before I go any further, I must apologize for my sister and her choice comments.
No problem.
Not the ones in English.
No problem, don't worry about it, honey.
She is feeling rather full of herself tonight, so I apologize for what she said. I am not going to translate this. Some of the comments were a little crude.
Yeah, well, we all get that way sometimes.
Yes, I will prepare in a little while about her manners.
Go ahead, I've asked my question, got a good answer on it.
Oh. On that group that we were researching on the computer?
Yes.
No, that's only a guess that that's the group that was being referred to.
And, as I said at the time, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks promising.
Looking good and being the actual thing to be two totally different things, that's part of the reason why I really didn't want to tell them all until we were certain.
Right. Well, they look a little vague. That's the only problem. Is mm-hmm. that the wording that they're using
mm-hmm.
is kind of a cross between the Zeta and the Arcturians.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does sound like that. It had the unemotional tones.
But yet almost, yeah, kind of political almost.
Yes. More political correctness than was necessary, in my opinion. Not wanting to upset one or the other.
Right. Then they were working strictly as, you know, as we're progressing toward the fifth dimension.
Which, again, has been stated many times, not by myself, but by others here.
Correct.
Is for ease of understanding.
Right. Let's see how that goes. I'll do some more research on it, but see if it confirms enough for a mall.
Okay. Let's answer more questions.
Mary Poppins.
Yes, what about Mary Poppins? I told you not to call me that out in the bedroom.
Isn't that a fifth exercise of fifth dimensional physics?
Yes. I would say it definitely is.
I would say so, too. Mm-hmm. It's a good lesson on fifth dimension.
Yes, the bag.
Yeah.
I like Alex the cat's bag.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, you can say yes next time, no, I'll go the next time after that. How's that sound?
Good.
Okay. Okay, getting back to your throat condition. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to do two batches. One batch that will be for you to drink as soon as it's ready, and the other one to be put in the freezer. No, the refrigerator, so that it chilled but does not get solid. The one that goes into the refrigerator is the one that's going to clean it up nicely. The one that will be drunk as soon as it's ready is kind of a temporary patch. That being the garlic, the onion, and the sugar, and the honey.
Syrup.
Yeah, the syrup. But the one that is in the refrigerator, or will be put into the refrigerator, is the one that's going to soothe. It's going to make it feel all better, and it's going to actually do the finishing beat, making it feel better.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sense that this is a bacterial infection, or is it more of something that would be...
It's a number of things.
Or it's aggravated with marker, man.
It's quite a few things. One is that you've been doing a lot of talking and you've got weakened vocal cords because of your condition. One is to do with stress, and one is bacterial infection due to particulate matter in the air.
Stress is reducing the ability of the immune system.
That's correct. See, it's a whole chain effect. If you didn't have the stress, you would have the throat problem in the lower esophageal tract. But it wouldn't be as acute because the healing process would work in its normal manner due to the fact that it wouldn't be suppressed by stress. The particulate matter, which is part of the irritation, has been removed. However, there is a little bit of particulate matter that appears from time to time, which is to do with being in proximity to a combustible source. Fire, in other words. But that in itself is not so much of a contributing factor, it is just an irritation that makes it worse.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So with the esophageal problem, the syrup will act as a coating and a soothing capacity. Tangent, right? Okay. Okay, let's open up the floor for a little bit more meandering discussion. So how much time do we have left on the recorder?
I think 15 minutes to 25 seconds.
Oh, we have a stopwatch on it. Thank you. Okay. What we can do is maybe not, might be not a good idea to wake him up again.
Okay.
Yes, Treebeard is...
Mm-hmm.
We may have to rearrange the stretching a little bit because, he seems if we put him on early on, he's wide awake, but if we let him go to the second side of the recorder, then he's out like a light. Okay, what else is to be discussed?
Return of my trip from Diego.
Oh, yes.
Should have some funds to work with as far as working on preparing for the future.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay, so, on the order of priorities,
mm-hmm.
we need to work on, let me pick up this straight, the stove for the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Set up in a, so you can cook on it, mm-hmm. but also give heat to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question I had for you was on the water purification wise.
Mm-hmm.
We were thinking on some kind of storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still an optional thing we can work with?
I'm having difficulty with some of your ideas. For storage vessels, one of the things that is very important is that no air gets into the storage vessel, because that's when the chemical reaction happens and you get stagnant. If it's a sealed unit that's totally sealed with no air that got in, that will work. But with the air that, yeah, some of the ideas that we've had, as I've said at the time, they're a little weak to work with.
Need for the storage of water.
Mm-hmm. Got to be totally airtight with no air in them whatsoever.
Well, darling, question.
Uh huh.
Are you familiar with what the military developed years ago, and they call them halozone tablets?
Not my department, I'm afraid. Sounds like some kind of engineering problem.
No, it's a tablet you drop in water, and it purifies the water.
Oh.
Okay, it's a chemical, but it's, I believe the basis of it is chlorine.
Oh, Tisk.
So it purifies any water so you can drink it.
Sounds like Tisk.
Sounds like what?
It's a capsule that we pour into water that purifies it when we're in the field.
Yeah, well, that's what these were developed for, is in the field.
What's the harmful effects to the body, side effects wise?
Halozone?
Yeah.
Not one. Not one.
What it is.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. I believe what it is that you're discussing is based in chlorine bleach that we commonly use. But what it does is adds an extra molecule or two, and it's O2 of oxygen, and prevents germ growth, bacterial growth.
Yeah. Very similar to what's ours, but Tisk is a little powder that you pour into back to water. It's only a tiny little amount that you pour in, and it distributes between the molecules of the water. And I'm not quite sure of the chemical reaction I slept through back in class.
May I interrupt you?
Yeah, sure.
The halozone tablets that we got issued in the service is about the same size as an aspirin for a canteen of water. Nice. Just dropped it in. You could take water out of a stagnant pool and drop in a halozone tablet and drink it. Of course, it tastes like shit, but you could drink it and it wouldn't hurt you.
It's the halozone oxygenator, I believe.
So no moss or algae or anything forms, period?
None.
So what kind of container would be the best for that? Steel? Ceramic? Wood?
I would say steel, plastic line.
Yeah. Yeah. It's back.
Because steel is not going... plastic breathes. I don't care what it is. Plastic breathes, okay? And if it breathes, that means you're allowing air from the outside in and your algae can grow.
Mm.
Steel can't breathe. But by lining it with plastic, even if you put a plastic bag inside of it, once you seal it, it's sealed. Nothing's going to get in.
And which nothing's is gonna very, very important. That's what's been giving me the big concern. Skip's given us the keys.
I'm sorry?
You've given us the keys that we need.
Okay. And I would suggest, now this is just a suggestion, I would suggest open top drums, but the lid has got a rubber seal. When you put it down and put the band around it, it seals airtight.
In fact, the best way would be to fill it so that it reaches the point where it's actually overflowing when you put it on.
Yeah, and it squishes water out when you put the lid on.
Which means the air is not getting trapped.
There you go.
Yeah, because that's my biggest concern, is the air getting in there and the chemical reaction that can occur.
Then once you open them,
it's gonna be
you go through 55 gallons of water in very short time. Because I'll tell you, let me give you, for instance, my camping trailer, I've got two 30-gallon tanks in there that I can fill with water. They run out before the week runs out. So that's actually over 60 gallons of water we use in a week's time.
That's, what are you using it for? Drinking, washing dishes, showers?
No, we don't shower. We don't shower. It flushes the pot. Doing dishes, which is done once every 2 days. Drinking and cooking, and that's it. So that gives you kind of a rule of thumb to work with. Am I right or wrong, darling?
You sound right. Take a deep breath. But is that feeling a little better?
Yes.
What's that?
Okay, the other thing we're working on is generator.
Generator. You'll have to ask Kiri about that, as long as she can keep her from strangling Daniel at the moment.
Okay.
Where's the petrol going to come from for the generator?
Story.
Got some problems there.
Gas lines and stamina.
Diesel.
Diesel.
Okay.
Ouch.
Your new gasolines, you don't have problems storing it. There's no lacquers in it. There's no lead in it. Unleaded gasoline is clear, and you can use it in gas stoves, you can use it in lanterns, you can use it in engines. It's what we used to call white gas when I was a kid, because there was no lead in it. Now they've taken the lead out of gasoline. Gasoline will store for up to about 5 years without varnishes.
Excellent. That'll work fine.
Yeah. And if you want to store it longer than that, there's a chemical that you can pour in it that the varnishes will never form.
I think 5 years would be more than adequate.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, you can store it. Well, stop and figure out, Russ. People store snowblowers over the summer and fire them.
And boats over the winter and fire them back in the summer.
That's correct. Well, mm-hmm. Of course. And the gasoline doesn't form any varnishes.
Good.
The lead is what was building the market.
No problem. No problem. I've done my humble little bit.
Thank you, Dylan.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
The reason I was giggling a little earlier about that gentleman being on the wrong side of pushing things, and for her to be nice, I was laughing about the situation in my own personal life.
Oh, I didn't even hear you start laughing. I'm talking and I'm watching, here we get a little irked and upset.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, concerning the bamboo. This is going to be interesting to watch explained away.
They've always got an excuse.
Yes. an image that springs to mind is, young, George Washington with his axe in the apple tree, or the cherry tree.
Yeah, the cherry tree.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell him that.
You want to bet? Okay, let's open the floor up to, as it say, relax form after corns one more tonight. Let's open the floor up.
Sure.
Hey, what about the new Star Wars movie?
I don't think it's going to be as good.
Doesn't it have some more stuff in it from the original?
more computer animated.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I think that may be overkill.
But the emphasis is going to be more on the Jedi factor this time than it has been in previous.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this? Why are they remaking it and reissuing?
There's 9 parts to the story.
Yeah, it's 3 trilogies. This is the first part of the trilogy. We saw the middle part already. So we're going to the very front part of the story. Well, why before the other one took place.
I don't know.
Yeah, it all began in the middle 3.
Yeah, we saw 4, 5, and 6 was Return of the Jedi and all that stuff. What we're seeing now is episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
It's interesting in what, I kind of heard the inside scoop when this first started being known, is that it's based on the light and the dark entirely. What it's about, bottom line, is the Force. That there's the light side, the dark side. There's great compassion.
Okay.
So this will have a good, interesting fact on the Earth, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping, but I think that the special effects are going to override a lot of the
story.
Because I mean, it's going to be the first movie that has the intense computer-generated effects, mm-hmm. and I mean they're going to be intense. From what I speculate and from what I seen with the aid of Russ, it's going to definitely overwhelm something.
Well, at the time in 77, did Star Wars do what it did in that first movie? Did it not overwhelm the audiences? But still, it's led to years and years of discussion.
Yeah, I think you're very correct there that it will lead to years and years of discussion. Yes, you are correct, but the initial impact, I think, will be overwhelming. It took a long time for the actual story and the philosophical side of Star Wars to actually sink in. It took, I should say, at least 10 years for it to really sink in of what happened. Now, before they started discussing, well, what did they mean when they talk about, the Force. What is the Force? There was a light discussion, but in this case, I think because it already exists, that people may go, oh, well, we've already discussed that. It may not increase the awareness, for a while. Everybody's going to be looking at the special effects and saying, how did they do that? Why did they do that? Mm-hmm. What does that explosion and how did they intertwine it with the story? That's going to be the first reaction before people sit down and later on say with their kids, oh, well, when I went and saw that in 99. Is somebody getting paged?
That means the tape's getting low.
Oh. But, it's going to take some time for it to sink in on what actually happened, what is actually trying to be said.
Now, is it possible that there will be more of an emphasis on the Force itself, though? People asking themselves, which side of the Force am I on?
No. I don't see that immediately. I see people being overwhelmed by the special effects, as they were, as Laura quite rightly pointed out, back in 1977 when it first appeared in the Star Wars trilogy. I think the special effects to draw a crowd is going to be the key factor. Yeah. They expect from Star Wars bigger and better. You had, was it last year, the release of the enhanced version?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah. And this is coming close on their heels. They've already seen what the special effects are going to be. So to improve on that, what have they got to do? They got to do better, and bigger, and brighter, and louder, and sharper, and more dramatic. Yeah. Which means that it's going to overwhelm it.
And a better storyline.
Storyline may not be as important as the special effects as they want. Yes, I am very much like my sister sometimes.
It's interesting with Kosovo and everything going on,
mm-hmm.
is people are going to be able to relate more to that movie now. than they could have in prior times.
I think the overall consciousness at this point of people as they're going to go see this, there's also, you know, a seeking for more meaning to life in some way with the millennium approaching, you know, to use a cliche, rather than in 77, it was very much a me-oriented decade.
That's true.
That's
a good
point. Yeah, that's exciting. This is going to be entertaining because I know that Laura probably hasn't been picked up that clearly on the recording.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
But I'll stretch my imagination out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very faint. This is
a very, very quiet thing. As Gia might say,